Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, praising God for another new day that he's added into our lives, that we may glorify his name, another opportunity to praise him, another opportunity to ask for forgiveness, another opportunity to allow him to use these vessels as unto honor to him. We bless the Lord for you as we come into the revival, the second night of the revival, gospel explosion for divine connection prayer line. We thank God, glory to God, for the work that he's doing in the midst of us and the word that came forth last night as well with Apostle Terry as she broke the word down about betrayal. And it's on the other side of betrayal that she had us looking at when we've been betrayed and how do we respond and the things, glory to God, and the pattern and the fruit. It was so dynamic. You can always go back and listen, praise God, for any episode on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine with D-E-V-I-N connection. We bless the Lord and thank God, glory to God, for we're looking for a move of God into the shift to the next dimension tonight through none other than our own minister, evangelist, Bernita Moultrie. And shortly, praise God, you will be hearing our voice because we want to make space to give them ample time to deliver all that God has placed in their spirits. So none other than glory to God, God to get the glory and to get the praise, praise God. We thank God for all that he's already done, what he's doing, what he's about to do. Praise God. I usually give a little couple of words of exhortation, waiting for the other believers and the guests to come on. We praise God, bless the Lord, that as we remember that, or either let you all know that did not know that our theme is, what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? That's the theme. But each speaker each night will have a particular topic under that theme. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And they will share that with you. And the atmosphere for Jesus, it's in our hands how we conduct ourselves, how we live and how we move and how we give glory and honor to him, how we represent as ambassadors. Praise God. I want to let the spirit of pain and panic and the trials and tribulations and things that we go through to hinder us and make excuses, praise God. Like the woman of God said, excuses may be justified, as she said last night, but in the meantime, unacceptable. When we look at unacceptable, it's because the fact is, look at what all Jesus already went through on our behalf. While we were yet sinners, while we were yet in darkness, while we were yet a wretch undone, he died for the ungodly and gave us the Holy Spirit, gave us the word, gave us his anointing, gave us power and authority, faith, and all these weapons, glory to God, that are not carnal against the enemy. So when we think about all the love he showed and shedded his blood and glory, sacrifice on our behalf, how much more, as it says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And told us not to be conformed to this world system, but be transformed. And the only way to do that is by the renewing of our minds through the word of God and not in our intellect. It got to be in our spirit because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And he said, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And one thing it is, he told us, we are snared by our words, life and death in the power of the tongue. Are we speaking life or are we walking according to what his word says? Are we responding to our flesh and the circumstances that goes on around us? So there's so much that the Lord has blessed in doing and want to do through us in greater work, but it has to be deny this flesh and let go all these other issues and situations and circumstances that the enemy presents in our life, when also with our flesh when they don't want to die. But in the meantime, for God to be glorified, we have to pick up our cross and follow him. So as we give these cares and concerns back to the Lord and seek his face, glory to God, he will prove himself every time, because we have the power and the authority. And he said even when we need that power of agreement, one can chase 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 of life. So we got help here in the spirit and in the physical. So what are you doing to change the atmosphere? One thing is going to be we have to humble ourselves and submit and walk in obedience and walk in forgiveness and walk in the agape, let go and let God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to get prepared to have our scripture reading. And our scripture reading will be coming from none other than Pastor Sims. Soon after Pastor Sims read our scripture reading, then we'll have Pastor Betty Pugh will do our opening prayer for tonight. And then we're going to carry on and get prepared to hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At this time, Pastor Sims, and also I want to let you all know all the lines are for anyone that's guest or first time on. The lines are always muted, so there won't be any interruption while the speaker is speaking or anyone that has the mic. And so when she finished ministering and getting ready after the word comes forth and prayer, then we open up all the lines for anybody that have a prayer request. So you won't hear any voices but the person that has the mic at this time, so that way we can keep the lines clear to hear all that the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Amen. Praise God. But not only say, hear and obey. Bless the Lord. At this time, we will receive Pastor Sims.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. We give high praises to God. I'll be reading today from the King James Version of the Bible. And the first one is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. The next one is Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Father. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before thee tonight, we thank you for just the opportunity to come before you, Father God. We give you honor and we give you praise. We exalt the name of Jesus tonight. We magnify your name because we trust and we believe in your name. For you are our only hope during these times, Father God. I ask that you bless every household that is on this line tonight, Father God. You know the need. Hallelujah. And I ask that you meet that need because your words say that you would. And we trust and believe in your word tonight, Father God. We ask that you bless the speaker as she comes forth on tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that our ears and our hearts are open unto your word, that you bless our minds that we can comprehend what the Spirit of the God of God is saying unto us tonight. I ask, Father God, that you be with us, Father God. Not only are we to hear this word, but to be doers of this word also. These are trying times that we are living in, and we need to hear directly from the throne room. We need to hear your word so we can apply it to our everyday life. We need to learn how to operate in your word, Father God. So we thank you for the instructions. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the comfort. We thank you for the warning. Whatever you're sending tonight, Father God, we thank you for, because we know that it's needed, because we trust you. You are our Father. We look unto you. We are kingdom citizens, and we live by kingdom principles, and kingdom principles can only come from the throne room. And we thank you tonight for using your servant, Father God. We ask that you bless this whole week of revival, Father God. Bless the speakers, Father God, that they speak from your spirit and not from their heads, Father God, from our heads. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray your perfect and direct will in each of our lives, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that our light shines so bright that the atmosphere is changed by us simply walking into an area, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now I ask that you just have your way. Rebuke and bind everything that may come through to try to hinder this word tonight. Let the systems all be well, Father God. There's no problem with the technology, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless me Minister BJ for her willingness. The Bible said that we are to be unmovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you that this work is continuously going forward. Hallelujah. That it's not becoming stagnant or that it's inconsistent, but it's ongoing in your name. So we bless tonight. We bless your name. We bless Jesus, and we thank you for Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. We're going to prepare ourselves now to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the woman of God, and I will be doing the introduction tonight. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about our beloved mother, but she desired for me to go ahead do it tonight. So I bless the Lord. Praise God. Evangelist Vernita Laurie Moultrie, ordained preacher and evangelist, student and teacher of the true word of God, earned a degree in Bible technology and theology and pastoral counseling from, I might be saying the word wrong, Bible College in Annapolis, Indiana. We'll correct that later. She's a church leader, works in community service, outreach with a concern for our youth. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Founder and CEO of Moultrie Lexington Scholarship Foundation, 501c3, founder and CEO of Our Community Children Foundation, glory to God, chaplain of North Carolina Civic Club, chaplain of Greenview Reunion Foundation, author with two published books, Sings My Heart, and the second one is When Morning Comes. Daughter of the late Bishop and mother Elise C.L. Laurie Sr., and she is a widow. Her beloved late husband was Pastor Jonathan Moultrie, a right now believer of God's word, and truly I can attest to that as a prayer warrior. And for even from the youth of coming into Christ, knowing this young lady, bless the Lord. She was one an inspiration when me first giving my life to Christ, renewing, but coming back into the faith at a time and so forth like this back in the 80s, praise the Lord, or 70s or 80s, whichever one. Prayer intersection, who knows God's ability to move mountains, open doors, clear the way for the salvation of many souls, and that God and that God's anointing can set the captive free. And I praise God for as not only knowing her as a cousin and knowing she knowing me all my life, because she's of course a senior more than I am. But I bless the Lord for her, and she's always had an impact on my life from coming into Christ and the calmness in her spirit, even when it was a serious challenge that happened when I first got saved and someone was a young minister in the Lord and said some things and so forth that even caused me to literally in the house spin the room spinning. And it's like, if this is what it's all about to be saved, then whatever. But people can do things in error when they're young and don't have wisdom. But the wisdom from her, when the Lord had me to reach out to her and spoke to her, the calmness, the wisdom that came from her, and the things that God had used her to inspire, encourage. And when I used to be really, really kind of excited in my feet and really did not know how to handle the Holy Spirit, she came up so calmly and talked to me in my ear and how the Lord was calmly have you stable on your feet. There's just so many other little things I remember of being a babe and the Lord, how before we transitioned from Columbia to go to Fort Stewart, Georgia. That year had a great impact on my life from being able to get stable and to be able to be wise, besides the teaching of Bishop Larkin, Mother Larkin, whatever. So I thank the Lord. I just wanted to put that plug in because I thought about it the other day. And in the meantime, I want to present to you and introduce to others none other than this woman of God that teaches, preaches the word. She is a dynamic teacher and an encourager, inspirer, and a prayer warrior. So I want to let you know at this time, be inspired, take your seatbelts off, open up, hear the voice of the Lord, and let the Spirit of the Lord shift us to that next dimension. Evangelist Moultrie, do I have your line open?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm so happy to be a part of of this great revival this week. On last night, the Lord truly blessed us with a dynamic teaching on betrayal. And then tonight, our focus is on, is he the Lord in your life or just a Christ of the crisis? Let us pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that's already living and moving and making changes in the atmosphere even as we speak. Lord, we believe you for every word that you say. From Genesis to Revelation, you are the truth in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the leader tonight, for Prophetess Hubbard, and for all of those who are on board this week in this revival. We thank you, Lord, for every listener tonight. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, bless their hearts. Bless all of our spirit that we will receive what the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the true living God, is saying to the church in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, we say thank the Lord for this opportunity to be with you tonight. And we're looking at the main theme and also the theme tonight. Is he Lord in your life or just the Christ of the crisis? And we know that in this time that we are living in, that many people may be rushing to God because of what they're going through in this hour. But I'm here to share with you tonight that to know the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, and to know Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we must already have a relationship with him before we even enter into these crisis situations, many of which we are experiencing from day to day, even now. And we're going to look into the scriptures and look at a few situations where there was a crisis at the time and how these people of God who had a relationship with the Lord, because of that relationship, God moved in their behalf. The first that we'll look at is Noah. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, we see that God had looked upon man, and he saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that sounds a little like what's going on today. That evil, we look everywhere, and that's what we see. And the very imaginations and intent of men's heart seem to be contrary to the will of God. But in the book of Genesis and during that time, God looked upon man, and he was sorry. It repented the Lord that he had even made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the earth. And every creeping thing and every fowl of the air, I'm just going to wipe the earth clean. But there was one, hallelujah, in the midst of this situation, there was one. His name was Noah. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so in verse 22 it says, Noah did all according to all that God commanded him. And we know that God commanded him to take all of the animals and two by two. And and to build an ark at a time when there was no such instrument, for lack of a better term. There was no such thing as an ark or a boat or water or rain at the time of Noah. But Noah, because he had a relationship with God, because God was the Lord of his life, he obeyed the Lord in the midst of a crisis situation. And he did exactly what his God told him to do. And as a result of this, he received God's protection, not only for him, but for his sons and for his sons' wives. Also, he received the security of God. And we know that Psalm 91 tells us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It pays. It is good results for us if we walk with the Lord and dwell in the presence of the Lord, not just to wait until hard times come upon us or until a crisis situation comes upon us. We must already have a working relationship with the Lord. Hebrews 13 and 8 tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why we can maneuver through the scriptures, because the word is the same. We can rely on the word. We can relax in the word. We can rest in the word of God, that what God says, he's able to perform in Jesus' name. So God remembered Noah at the end of the 40 days. God remembered Noah in Genesis 8 and 1. And it is a good thing for us to be able to rest in today that God remembers us, because we have worshiped him, we have blessed him, we have honored him, we have obeyed him. We have done all that the Lord requires of us, and the Lord will remember us just as he remembered Noah. And when the water abated, and when the floods began to, the flood waters began to cease, Noah built an altar unto the Lord. And when he built this altar unto the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord blessed Noah. How many of us, when we go before the Lord and we build an altar before the Lord, an altar of prayer, when we go and have a conversation with the Lord, does it go up to the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor? The words that we say, the songs that we sing, the thoughts that we even think, are they going up as a sweet-smelling savor, as a sweet sacrifice unto the Lord? That's what happened to Noah. And when God smelled this sweet sacrifice and saw the prayers and heard the prayers of his servant, he said, I will no longer ever destroy the earth by water again. And in verse 22 it says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Now God spoke these words thousands and thousands and thousands and years ago and generations ago. But we're here today as witnesses that, hallelujah, God's word remains true, that we still see the season, seed time and harvest, and cold and winter, and summer and spring shall not cease, because God said so. And that's why we can trust God for every word that he says. Whatever he says, he's able to perform. And then we look at another patriarch. We look at Abraham in his time of crisis when he was asked to take his only son Isaac up and to offer him before the Lord, his only son, his only seed, when God had already said, through your seed all nations shall be blessed. But here God is saying, I want you to bring your only son, and I want you to take him up to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice unto me. But because Abraham already had a relationship with the Lord, he was not seeking God just in crisis, but he already knew God for who God was, for who God for the words that God had already revealed to him, had already shown to him that he's able to perform exactly what he said. And so Abraham went up to Mount Moriah, trusting God, took his only son, his only life work, his only life thread for the generations to come. He took him up to the mount, and he said, God will provide a sacrifice. And those of us who know this word know that God did exactly that. He provided a ram in the bush, and Abraham's son Isaac was spared. God knows us even before we get to a crisis, before we get to the moment of having to make a decision. God has already made a way for us. And I can say to you that are going through even today that God already knew that you were going to get here to this moment, to this season, to this year, today. And he went ahead and made the way plain, made the way clear just for you. The way is already provided for you, child of God. God has already made, hallelujah, a great and open door for you with your name. Hallelujah. God is able to make the high places plain. He's able to bring down the mountains. He's able to exalt the valleys with you in mind. He did it for Noah. He did it for Abraham. And now we'll look at in another crisis situation and how God used one who believes in the true and the living God. His name was Daniel. When Daniel was carried into the land of Babylon as a captive, but because Daniel knew his God, when he was taken into a strange land and being introduced to a strange culture, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not sin against God. He made the decision that I'm not going to defile myself with the king's meat. I'm going to serve the true and the living God. And because of the relationship that Daniel had with the true and the living God, God took care of him and caused Daniel to excel. He caused even the king, Nebuchadnezzar, to recognize and acknowledge the true and the living God because of the godly life of Daniel. In Daniel was found an excellent spirit, and God was able to reveal unto Daniel even the secret of the king's heart. Even when the king had dreamed the dream and had forgotten the very dream that he dreamed, God spoke to Daniel and gave Daniel the interpretation, not only the dream, but the interpretation of the dream. God used Daniel because Daniel's heart was perfect before the Lord. In Daniel was found an excellent spirit. And because of that, God even shut the lion's mouth because of Daniel. God changed the atmosphere because of Daniel. Is the atmosphere being changed today whenever you show up? Whenever there's confusion, when you show up, does peace come in with you? Does joy come in with you? Or when you walk in, is there chaos? Is there upsetness? Is there loudness and clamor when you show up? But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace, there is joy, there is beauty in the Holy Ghost whenever Jesus shows up. So when Jesus shows up, is he showing up in you, child of God, on your job? When you walk in the morning, is there a difference? Because you are now on board, there should be. The atmosphere should change simply because you are present. Amen. We will look at another prophet in the Old Testament scriptures, and that is Elijah was one who walked with God, even in the midst of a famine. And when there was dearth in the land and dryness in the land and no food in the land, through Elijah, miracles happened because he had a relationship with the Lord. There was a widow that had gotten down to her last piece of bread. But at the word of Elijah, he said, I want you to bake the bread and bring me the first of it. And the widow obeyed the words of Elijah. And because she gave to him first, as a result of that, she had enough to eat and for her child to eat throughout the remaining of that famine. She had plenty to eat because she obeyed the man of God who had a relationship with the Most High God. When sickness and death came to the son of the mistress of the house, she called for Elijah. And because Elijah had a relationship with the Lord, and because the death had come over that child, Elijah went up to the upper chamber with this dead child and stretched him out. And Elijah cried out to God, cried out to the true and living God. And because God heard the cry of his child, he heard the cry of his prophet Elijah, and life came back into that child, and a child's life was restored. Does God hear your prayer in the time of crisis because you already had a working relationship with the Lord? It makes a difference. Can God breathe life back into your dead situation because you pray to God? Hallelujah. Because you went to God in a hopeless situation, but because you, child of God, cried out to God, heard you. He said in his word, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. God is the Lord when there is plenty, and he's still God when there is little. God is Lord in the sunshine. He's still God even in the rain. He's God on the mountain, in our mountaintop experiences. When we find ourselves in the valley, he's still God. He's God in the summertime. He's God in the wintertime. He's always God. He's God in this COVID-19 season. He's God through our heartaches, through our disappointments, through sickness and health. He is God. And we look now, when trouble comes, we must already have that relationship with the true and the living God, unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We must already be walking out his word, already believing his word, already trusting his word, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as he was with the apostles. And we'll look at Peter and John in the third chapter of Acts when they were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. They were people of prayer. They had a life of prayer. They served their God, the true and the living God. They served him and worshiped him and prayed to him. So they were going up into the temple at the hour of prayer. And as they were going up, suddenly they were faced with a situation. There was a lame man there begging alms. And he looked to Peter and John expecting to receive a donation. But Peter looked at him, Peter and John looked upon this man, and Peter said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And the lame man immediately jumped up, had never walked all of his life. But now at the words of the man of God, he jumped up and leaped and ran into the temple, and everybody saw him. Everybody knew him. This is a man that was lame from his mother's womb, but he's running and leaping and praising God. Peter and John, because they had a working relationship with the Lord, were able to change the whole atmosphere, was able to speak life, bones that had never exercised themselves through walking or exactly through leaping. They'd never seen that. But because they believed in the true and the living God, the miracle took place. God is still a miracle-working God today. God is still true to his word today. God still performs his word today. And it is up to each one of us to believe God for what he says. If he's able to do it yesterday, he's able to do it in our life today. If he's able to see us through all of the trying times that we have experienced even these 2 years, God is still on the throne. He's still God in the morning. He's still God in the noonday. He's still God in the midnight hour. He does not change. And so we can take him at his word. We can believe God for who he is. He's God. And besides him, there's none other. And we thank God for even the blood of Jesus that covers our life. And we walk under the umbrella of his protection day in and day out. He blesses our going out. He blesses our coming in. He dispatches innumerable angels, an innumerable company of angels around us to protect us and take care of us. We believe God in Jesus' name. So, who do you choose to believe today? Who do you choose to walk with today? Is the atmosphere being changed today because of you, a believing child of God? Do you believe God whether you see him or not? Whether you have bread or not? Whether you're walking in health today or not? Are you looking at the crisis situation and believing God or taking down? How is your faith in God? How do you stand with God? Will God look at you as he did Noah and he will say, God remembered Noah. God remembered my child, meaning you, child of God. Will God remember you because of your sacrifices, because of your living holy, even in the midst of a dying and a crooked and a perverse generation? You choose to walk with God anyhow. When it is more popular to do it the world's way, are you choosing God's way? And then God will say, I remember my child. I know her by name. I know him by name. And I know what he will do because he trusts me. Even in a dying situation, in a time when it is not popular to trust me, they trust the Lord. Because in Proverbs it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Yes. We believe God. We trust God. And when we show up, Jesus shows up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus shows up because I'm present. Amen in Jesus' name. And it's not done through arrogance. It's not done through silly pride. It's done because I know the God in whom I believe. I know that God will do what he says he will do. I know that God, whether I'm dead or alive, sick or well, he's still God. Whether he heals me on this side or on the other side, he's still God. Hallelujah. Whether I have food in my pantry or I'm down to my last dime, he's still God. And he will make a way. And we're witnesses here today that even in these trying times, we know without a shadow of a doubt that God will make a way for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank the Lord for Prophetess Hubbard and for this time that we've been granted to share with you. Thank the Lord for each and every one of you, and we trust that you have been blessed by this word today. Is he the Lord in your life or just the Christ in crisis? Will you run to Jesus simply because you're in trouble today? Or do you have an established working relationship with God all along? And because you have that working relationship with the Lord, he knows your name. He knows your walk. He knows your stand in Christ, that you can walk the world in white. You can walk the world in righteousness. Hallelujah. Even though things are dark around us in these times, but because you have the light of the glorious gospel shining in your heart, Christ in us, the hope of glory, when the light shows up, darkness has to flee in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for these, your people who have heard your word. Bless their hearts. May they be blessed by the living word of God. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen and amen. God bless you now. Back into the hands of our facilitator, Prophetess Hubbard.
Truly, did our heart not burn with this powerful word tonight, and it make you want to definitely examine yourself, is Jesus Lord in your life or Christ of the crisis? I'm not going to go and elaborate on that right now, but truly you have brought a powerful word to make you want to examine yourself even the more. If you truly, after being a disciple for Christ, this is so powerful. And do you, glory, to have an established working relationship that God can say, you know, my servant, this, that, and the other, and trust that you will not hightail it and run. And back to, I'm not going to go any further. This is so powerful. We're going to open the lines for anyone that have any prayer requests. God, I just want to thank you for your servant, for you continue to bless and strengthen us, use it for your glory, for the magnificent, powerful, anointed words that you brought forth to cause us, glory to God, to be shipped to the next dimension. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to give me time to open up the lines and so forth for any of you that may have a prayer request. We're taking prayer requests first. Afterwards, then we do any remarks that you may have for the woman of God as she has spoken tonight, truly out of the Spirit of the Most High God. Okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So give me just a little moment, because it takes a moment to, we've got about 20-some-odd people online, so we want to make sure that we get all the lines open so we won't be crossing up while you're trying to talk. Praise the Lord. So we'll take them. Praise God. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you so much. In the meantime, now we can go ahead and take, before I say anything else, so that Prophet Bird, did God give you anything specific before we take this prayer request?
No.
Okay. Any prayer requests now, so the woman of God can pray, and then we have a couple of prophets on the phone, too, if you need any aid in praying. You may find yourself in some of these places. You may stand in proxy, or it's just something God is shifting you because we're getting prepared to go into the new year, not with New Year's resolution as the world do, but this shifting. That's what I'm believing God for, this transformation to take place, getting us prepared to really not to default back for the same thing every year, but to really make of our minds that we're going to stand and live and let this light shine, especially in this trying time. And she said some powerful things for us to recognize this. That's what we need to be. At this time, any prayer requests, we're going to take them now. The lines are open. Oh, well, I guess the word was so powerful. It just have to sit there and meditate on it and allow it to marinate
Pastor,
in us.
Pastor, I
okay,
want
go ahead.
A prayer request. Pastor, I would like to have a prayer request for myself because I find myself in that word that I have to truly get a deeper relationship with God and lean on him and trust him more and not looking at the circumstances that's going on around me.
Okay. Evangelist Moultrie, you take that prayer request.
Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this honest soul. We thank you, Lord, because you bless her in her sincerity. She has opened herself to say, I need help. And, Lord, we thank you, God, because we can come to you because you know all about our feelings. You know our infirmities. And you have made the way. You said we can come boldly before the throne of grace and find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. And so, Lord, you see the need that she has, that whenever situations come that may be difficult for her to handle, help her, Lord, to not focus on the situation, but to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of her faith. Lord, we stand in agreement with this precious soul that she will never be the same again, that she will walk and stand on the word of God because she will definitely look more into the word, which is her life, to look more into the word, which is her health, to look more in the word, which is her strength. And by doing so, the things that seem so grave and so hard will not be as grave nor as hard because her focus has changed. Her focus is now on Jesus, in Jesus' name. Lord, bless her, and we count it done. Because of Calvary, because of the shed blood of Jesus that covers her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, God.
Amen.
Praise God. Would there be another?
I do have one, a couple of them. I have a brother-in-law that's in the hospital. They really don't know what's wrong with him, but today they found something else. He's had two surgeries already, and they found a cancerous mass in his stomach. And they just really don't know what to do. They keep doing this and doing that and pending other surgeries. And I ask you to pray for him also for salvation. And I have another brother-in-law who's just coming out of the chemo, having to completed the chemo, but having to still go in for some other kind of treatment. And I thank you all for praying for my brother Alonzo
that he's completed his chemo and he's doing well. And I contribute that, a lot of that, to the prayers of the righteous people, because God said they need a lot. And I have a friend who has been going through all kinds of different ailments and tests and running this test and running that test. Her name is May. And I ask you all to please pray for these for me, please. I thank you so much. I pray.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for these petitions that we offer up to you. You know their names. You know their situations. And, Lord, those that are faced with cancer, Lord, you already sent your word to heal. And, Lord, according to your word, you're able to go to that place in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And according to your word, hallelujah, your precise word, you have your spirit, God, is a one of precision. And you can go directly to that spot and cleanse it. Or if you need to crush those stones, you can crush those stones, those cancerous stones, and cause it to come out as dust. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we place them under the blood. Now, that one, Lord, that's facing cancer, but it sounds like he needs salvation more than he needs healing of the body. So, Lord, we pray right now, God, that you reveal yourself to him and bring conviction, Lord, that he may cry out, what must I do to be saved? And in the saving of his soul, healing can come. Healing can come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and even to his inside, and touch his stomach area, God, touch his abdomen area, in the name of Jesus, and bring healing, bring salvation and healing in Jesus' name. And for those who have completed the chemo cycle, we thank you, God, that you continue to bless, Lord. Continue to heal in Jesus' name. Bless in all of these situations. And bless the one who brought this prayer request, these names before us today. We place them on the altar. We offer them up to you, believing you to complete the good work that you've started in them. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Anyone else? Thank God. We have another. We don't want to prolong the time. If there's not another, then we'll move forward. Praise God. Right now we're going to ask Pastor Bird and then Pastor Betty. I'm going to try to see if Pastor Burton on. We'll ask those leaders first for any remarks, and then we'll any other remarks after that we'll take. Praise God, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a word. It was so much information, so much word. I'm talking powerful word tonight. And I just thank God. I just thank God. One of the things that stuck in my mind is about that changing of atmosphere. Do we change the atmosphere for good when we arrive somewhere? Or do somebody hate to see us coming? So the thing that we have to know that we do change that atmosphere, whether it's for good or bad. But I thank God tonight we just have to trust God. We've got to be atmosphere changers, especially now. And when we show up, it should be for the good in any situation. But just like she was saying, we can trust God. It ain't what we do, but it's what God do through us. Even as she was talking about the servants of God tonight and how they change the atmosphere when they show up. And it was so much more, but I just want to say that I enjoyed that so much. And I pray that we will all be that atmosphere changers, where when people see us coming, when we come on the scene, that things change just because of our presence there. So God bless you, and thank you for that word. It was awesome.
Thank you, God.
Well, bless you, God. I too enjoy the word tonight. As I listened to the word and as we finished, it came to me, God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he is God. He is our God that changes not. What he did back then, he is, and he can do it for us today. And as she was talking and giving us the different prophets, and like Abraham and Daniel and all they went through, and even with Noah, especially with Noah, she started with Noah, with the things that was going on back then, and she said, just like it is today. And these things that are going around, the atmosphere itself has changed, and we can feel it in the spirit. But if we just remember that he is the same God that was back then, that he's the same God today that lives within us now. So I rejoice for that word, because it's a reminder, and we need to be reminded just about the God that we serve. Even though we read our Bible and we pray every day, but when we hear it coming and someone is delivering it under the anointing, it has an effect. It's
Amen.
Like your Holy Ghost say, oh, yeah, I can identify. That's who we are. So I thank you, Elder. I praise God for you, and I thank you for this word tonight.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Apostle Burton, are you on the line tonight? I didn't remember the call of that. But in the meantime, then there was a situation to pray with Sister Noel's mother, too, that all be well. Praise God with that. Sister Alicia. Prophetess Alicia, and then after that, everybody else that desire to say, I'm trying to catch a couple of people that may have to come off the line soon. But anyway, are you there? Did she already hang out? Okay, then. Anyone else that have a, just let me make sure I got everybody lined over, because I had one night when, oh, Jesus, they weren't. Sorry. When I scrolled down too fast, I had some lines that wasn't open. Let me try again. Ms. Fauna, with Pastor Burton is online. Pastor Burton, you there? Prophet Alicia? Okay, maybe they already dropped off. But anyway, anyone else have any remarks for tonight? We don't want to delay the time, but I thank God for what was already said. And I know there's some others that might want to share, Mother Alexander. However, so. What's going on tonight? I know I have the lines open. Can you hear me? Brother Black or anyone, I'm going to get ready to let her do remarks if nobody's not going to respond, because I know I have the lines open. Are you having a problem hearing me?
No, Minister BJ, I don't have a problem hearing you. I'm just waiting for the ones you're calling out names, so I was waiting on them.
No, they already had said that they're not there, so I said anyone else that have a remark, so I don't want to keep holding the line open, so I'm getting ready to move on. I just don't want them. We have a lot of people on the phone, so I'm just trying to let them at least have 1 or 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was trying to wait for them if they were going to be on. But I thank and praise God for the message tonight. Absolutely wonderful message. Very clear, praise God. What are you doing to change the atmosphere of Christ? I thank and praise God for this woman of God, praise God. And she asked the question, is he the Lord of your life, or or is he just the Christ of your crisis? And she dealt with different examples in the Bible, praise God. And each one of these examples, praise God, these people had a relationship with the Lord. They had a relationship with God, praise God. They had such a relationship. And one of the things that I wrote down is that they not only had a relationship with the Lord, but they were in obedience to what God had spoken to their lives and to the Word of God. And I thank and praise God for that. And if we expect, praise God, to see a change in the atmosphere of the Lord, then we had better have a sincere, genuine relationship with God where we've been spending time with the Lord. So when he speaks, we hear him, and we certainly, praise God, are in practice of being obedient to what he says. And when you are in obedience to the Word of God, praise God, and you have a relationship with him, glory be to God, when you pray the prayer of faith, praise God, believing that something is going to take place, God will show up, and he will change the situation. And I thank and praise God. I pray for the presence of God in all of our lives. I pray, praise God, that we will realize as born-again believers that the presence of God has to be on the scene if you expect a change in your situation. I thank and praise God. You gave excellent examples. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think I'll shut my mouth right now, praise God. But that was a beautiful, beautiful message tonight, and it was well done. So God bless you very much. And you said this. I was trying to look back. This is the Evangelist Moultrie. Excellent job.
Yeah,
God bless you, my dear. God bless you. Amen.
That's a wonderful encouragement, too. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Okay, then.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise
y'all
don't
be rolling quicker, honey. I'm getting ready to shut it down. Go ahead. Praise God.
Willis trying to wait for everybody to say something. I just sit back and waiting. But anyway, I enjoy you, Evangel. Is it Moultrie? Is that the name? Is I saying it right? Moultrie,
yes.
Okay. I enjoyed every word of it. I tell you, I enjoyed it. I think about the thing that is being said, where it says, what are you doing to change the atmosphere? And then I think about where you had put, where that other part, let me get my paper. I have written down some stuff. It says, is he Lord in your life or just Christ or the crisis? And I was just thinking about the atmosphere because I was thinking about how that we can just, you know, if we listen to the Lord, he is able to speak to us to let us know, you know, when things are not right in the atmosphere. Because I've been through that situation at one time in my life, and I thank God that he spoke to me about that situation. But I thank God, again, you know, for that word because it was so good, and I thank God for all the ones that you was talking about. And I really thank God for the one that you were talking about, Peter and John, how when they was going into the temple and how the lame man was laying there at the gate and how they spoke, you know, how they still and go have a number such as I have, I give unto thee. So I thank God for that word because, you see, you know, I read it and said, we can believe God for who he is because he will do what he said he will do. And I know that much. He will do just what he said he would do. And so I'm just not going to say a whole lot, but I just thank God for everything because I read down a lot of stuff in my paper that I can go back and study and not just, I just don't want to be a hearer of the word, but I want to do what the word say do. And I ain't always been this way. I ain't always been this way, but as going through the lifetime of going through and things that I'm going through now, I realize that I must listen. I must have a listening ear to hear what the Lord is saying because there's so many different things are going out going on now in the word of, in the world. So I must have that ear to hear what the Lord has said. But I thank God for you again, oh my God, that God will continue to bless you and continue to use you in these days and time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. God
bless.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I, too, want to say thank you for that word. It was very encouraging, and I'm not going to speak long because, like everybody else, it was just so much in it. But one of the things that I truly, truly enjoy about this word is when you keep emphasizing a working relationship with God. We can't just have just any old relationship with God that we get up and we pray and we say, thank you, God, and keep it moving. But we have to have that really working relationship with God where we get in the word, where we hear from him, where we do what he's wanting us to do. But I thank you. And the other thing I want to say, I love those challenging questions. You had questions throughout it all to challenge our own thinking and the way we see ourselves in our relationship with God, the way we see what we're doing and who we are in this Christian walk. So I just want to say God bless you and thank you once again. Thank you for this word. Have a blessed night.
God bless. Amen.
Bless the Lord. All righty then. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We got quite a few others on the phone, but we're just praying that God just bless and the word just marinate in the spirit. I'm surprised I didn't hear from Mother Alexander tonight. So I don't know whether she wasn't there or not. There's so many names. I didn't look at everybody's names. Some I recognize phone numbers. No names on it. I'm sorry. It's just phone numbers. But in the meantime, I do thank God. I don't even believe I need to even go back over anything and so forth because it was so much. And then I will be talking to you one-on-one anyway because, well, praise the Lord, Elder. We thank God for you. What a powerful, miraculous, marvelous, wonderful word. That's something I say a lot and so forth. Or is it Christ or the crisis? And so I thought it was definitely a blessing. But the way you brought it out, even though I use it a lot, it's certain things that true enough I knew when I always say that over the years. But the way the Lord used you to bring out so many dynamic points about that relationship of him being the Christ of the crisis, or is he Christ? Oh, thank God. So now to give me a new perspective when I say it now, even in a greater depth, but thank God for each night, for everything that God has done and doing. At this time, praise God, I want to give space to you to, Mother's not on the phone tonight, is she? My auntie?
I'm not sure.
Mother Elisa, are you on the line?
Mother Lloyd.
Are you there? So if she's not, then praise God, bless the Lord. But anyway, I want to go ahead and give you space now for your remarks. And then once you do your remarks, we're going to also let people also be informed about the rest of the revival for the rest of the week to Sunday. Praise God. We bless the Lord for you. Again, I truly, thoroughly enjoyed hearing the voice of God through you because truly it's I had an effect on anybody that really say they are a disciple for Christ or striving to be one, that their word had to have an impact. And so we thank God for you, leaders and lay members. So at this time, you can have remarks, and then I'm going to make the announcement for the rest of the week and thank God again for you.
Amen. Thank the Lord again for this opportunity to share with all of the people of God tonight. And I'd just like to end with this verse for you, found in Philippians, the fourth chapter, to encourage your hearts, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you.
Enjoy
the evening
tonight. Yes.
Thank you.
God. Amen. That's my favorite scriptures too, Philippians 4:4. six. I mean, yeah. But in the meantime, eight. The Gospel Explosion Revival continues on Wednesday night. We'll have on the 8th, Prophetess Martha Moore out of Charlotte, North Carolina. On Thursday, the 9th, we'll have Pastor Carol Alexander out of Orlando, Florida. And on Friday night, we'll have the 10th, it will be Prophetess Lillian Bird in Molden, South Carolina, near Greenville. And then Saturday night, on the 11th, we'll have Pastor Betty Pugh out of Columbia, South Carolina. And on Sunday, we have our minister, Robert Black, out of Connecticut. And I'm surprised I didn't hear him tonight. I hope he didn't forget. But anyway, so he'll be speaking on Sunday. Thank God, Glory, for all your prayers and support, and any of you that desire to hear any of the episodes throughout the revival, either any past episodes or prayer or either ministry nights. You can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/, and we spell Divine for the Ministry, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. www.blogtalkradio.com/Divine Connection, and that way you can go back and listen to the episode. Sometimes it's always good back to listen to some things that we might have missed while the word was going on. So in the meantime, continue prayers, angels be in camp, bind up every satanic demonic force that will come against any of your lives, and pray blessings, and that word will go deep in our spirits and hear and obey the word, and we can grow thereby. Pray blessings over the speaker and all the speakers, that it continue to be blessed, and angels be in camp, strengthen their bodies, keep their families, whatever their desires, that they delight in the Lord, that God bless and fulfill. We thank God for all that he's done and doing, and we speak blessings upon you and your households in Jesus' name. Keep my little grandbaby, I hadn't heard anything about whether she came back from the emergency room or not. She was having a little pains in her chest, but we believe in God that Imani is healed and whole, and it'll be something small that can be corrected in Jesus' name. Thank God for the miracles, even with Joseph, for his life being spared. We thank God for all that he's done and all the prayers that have already been prayed for all of those that we have on the altar. We believe in God for his manifestation to come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom, shalom. Have a blessed night until we meet again. Amen, amen. Take the number and share with others. Let them know about the powerful word that is going on. Glory to God. Just even through this revival, and continue to pray for the prayer words and prayer for people all around the globe. Amen. So share the word. Share the word.
Amen and shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you. God bless. Have a good night. Good eating going on in the name of Jesus at the feast of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.